Why are boys so annoying?
Finally, hooking you up with millennial dating advice. I'm your host, Heather Hopkins, and you're listening to The Hookup. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another week of The Hookup with Heather Hopkins. So usually this is where I like intro guests, but like the guest is me. Hello, it's me. I'm Heather Hopkins. I'm your guest. And I'm also your host. So you're going to deal with it and you're going to learn some new things about me because a lot of you guys, I'm having technical difficulties with myself. I know a lot of you guys have a lot of dating questions for me, and a lot of times I get to ask my guests those things, but you guys want to know that stuff about me, and I'm like, okay. So this is really scary for me to make one of these, but you know what? Here we go. Let's do it. Let's answer your guys' questions that you guys sent in. Let's get started. Okay. I'm kind of nervous. All right, so my worst first date, that's the first question that you guys want to know, and I'm here to tell you. My worst first date ever was when I went on a date, and it was a guy who was really cute. It was my first couple weeks in LA. I accepted the date because he was super cute, and we had mutual friends, so I went, and we're sitting at sushi, and we're having, you know, good conversation, but then randomly he goes, sorry, I'm having trouble focusing. I go, you're having trouble focusing? What's going on? And he goes, oh, well, your grandpa keeps talking to me. And I go, oh my gosh, what? And he's like, oh, I forgot to mention, I'm a psychic as well. You guys, a psychic? I was like, oh, yeah, you did forget to mention that. Okay, thank you. And then he asked me out on a second date, and I was like, dude, you said you're psychic. That's not possible because you should know that in my mind, I'm a hard no on the second date. So that was the first awful date. My second awful date in LA was when I went on a date with a guy and it was going great and, like, you know, we're having a great time. And then he goes, okay, I have to go to the bathroom. So I go, okay, cool. Go, you know, I'm sitting there, 15 minutes go by. I'm not even kidding. I thought I got stood up, but it turns out he comes back and he is extremely hyper, like a new man. Seriously, guys, it started out, he was kind of like a shy guy. He comes back a new man, y'all. He had Coke in the bathroom and had way too much or something. And he came back talking a million miles an hour. He starts ordering a bunch of drinks, and, you know, he drove. So I was like, absolutely, this guy's not driving home. So then I had to hang out with him for hours after that because I was not going to let this guy drive. So I became his therapist. He started crying to me. I mean, it was insane. And so that was my coked out guy date. Good times. So yeah, that was my worst first date. Next question. What happened on your first kiss? Well, here we go. Another worst. Worst thing in the world. My first kiss was actually the worst thing in the world. It felt like a dog kissed me. I got licked all over. Like, my kiss was like all over my cheeks. I mean, he pulled away and there was spit. I mean, it was absolutely awful. And I remember logging on to AIM afterwards when AIM was a thing. And I logged in to my best friend. I go, that was the worst first kiss of my life. If that's what kissing feels like, I never want to do that again. Did I ever do it again? No. Just kidding. It got much better after that, but that was an awful experience, and I truly was scarred after that, and then I had a good one after, thank God. So, wasn't that bad. Okay. Next is, what specific career goals do you have other than growing your podcast? Okay, so my podcast is definitely a thing I do for fun, and it does make money, which is just a side blessing of it, but it would kind of just fell into having a podcast. It was kind of like just a thing I was doing for fun, turned out to make money, but that is definitely not, you know, my goal in life to have a podcast. It's amazing that I have it, and I love having all of you guys, but my career goal is to book a series regular. Sorry, I'm having trouble figuring out where this mic should go. I'm always really bad with where the mic goes. Okay, so here we go. I got the mic better now. So my career goal is definitely booking a series regular on a TV show. I love TV. I love the fact that you get to be and grow with a character. I love the fact that I get to have a set family and we get to see each other over and over. The hard part about movies, I've always found, is after, you know, as I'm doing them, I'm loving my castmates and then I have to leave everyone after so long. And it's like so awful because I miss everyone and you get so close. And so on TV, at least I get to keep coming back and working with those people and having that set family, and I just love that. And I love the fact that I get to grow with a character. I also, career goal, I want to start my own business. I don't know what that is, but I'm extremely business-minded, so I definitely will be starting my own business. Don't know what it will be. It will be amazing, whatever it is. And then also, I would like to invest in more real estate. I would like to eventually be able to buy my family a home, buy my own home. So I have a lot of goals, and I will achieve all of them. I'm not even worried about it. My ultimate goal is to be doing what makes me feel joyful, alive, and fulfilled. Those are my three things that I gotta feel. Next is, what is a great first text to send a woman you met yesterday? So if you met a woman yesterday, the greatest first text to send to her, I'm thinking of what I would want to receive the next day, and I think it would be, "Hello, Heather. It was so nice to meet you yesterday." And then the guy should say, they should insert something that you guys talked about, so it's like he remembers. It's something specific to you, so that I know he's not just texting every girl that he got number, "Hey, it was so good to meet you yesterday." It has to be, "Hello, Heather. So nice to meet you yesterday. The story you told about your mom is still making me laugh today. You really seem like an awesome girl, and I would love to get to know you more. Can I take you out this weekend?" Bam, babies. Let's get it. That will get you the girl, maybe. Probably. It would get me, so I don't know. I think it would get a lot of girls. If it's personable, it doesn't seem like a generic text, that's the way to go. But also not so in detail where it's like cringy. Just a fine line in between there. Just personable, nice, gets to the point, can we hang out? I don't like to do like, "So what's up?" Because I have gotten a couple of those where it's like, "Hey, Heather, so nice to meet you. So what's up?" And I'm like, okay, like that's nice, but I don't have time to text you. And what's up is that I'm in bed now. I'm about to go to sleep. And that's what's up. How about you? And it just kind of goes nowhere. So just get to the point. If you're going to text her, wait to text her till the next day. Don't text her after going out that night, meeting her, and then getting home at 2 a.m. Do not send the text then. Wait the next day. Say it's nice to meet you and insert something personal so it looks like you're remembered. You are into her and you want to take her out. Let's get to the point. Did I have braces because my teeth are goals? Oh my gosh, whoever asked that, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yes, I freaking had braces, and I had braces. I had a headgear. I had a retainer. I had a positioner. I had everything. I had a gnarly headgear, y'all. I had the kind where like it had a forehead rest, a chin rest, and then it had a bar that went across your face, and you had to connect rubber bands from the back of your mouth to the bar, and then you would have to like, it looks so weird. My YouTubers can see what I'm creating on my face, but you cannot. And just picture something insane, like a creature on your face. That's what it looked like. So yes, I had a lot of orthodontic, is that a word? Orthodontist work. I had a lot of orthodontist work on this mouth. Is it true you always have a mug? # mug life. Yeah, I do always have a mug. It's right next to me right now. Holla! I always have a mug. I drink like 15 cups of hot water a day. I know I'm insane. You can ask a follow-up question later. I'll probably do another one of these and you can be like, "Heather, why do you drink hot water?" And I'd love to go into that story. Next up, do you have a BF? What is your type? Do I have a BF? No, I do not have a BF. What's my type? And my type is cute. He's gotta be cute. That's number one. I have to be attracted to the person. Just like anyone, okay? Don't bite me for saying that. He's got to be kind, funny. Funny is so important to me. I need someone who gets my kookiness and gets my goofiness and can play along with me. Likes to prank people and likes to, like, get crazy. I need someone who's caring, who is considerate, hopefully Christian or at least open to God. That's important to me. And so I ultimately need to end up with someone who is open to God and wants to grow in faith, because that's something that's important to me. Favorite high school memory? There are too many, guys. I don't know. High school, I definitely made amazing friends. I was always in leadership, so that was probably one of my most favorite things, that I, like, knew everyone at the school, and I was friends with all different groups. I loved that I had a range of friends as opposed to just, like, my little clique. And probably my favorite memory was playing pranks on people. Like, I was just the prankster. Like, you don't mess with me. I was gonna prank you no matter what. If you're my friend, then you're getting pranked. Probably my, I can't say my most favorite prank, but one of the things I liked to do was when people would leave their computers open, I would go into their Facebook and I would put them in a relationship with whoever I saw first. Like, literally the most random person. I would just wait for it. I would wait through the rest of the class and I would see if they noticed that they kept getting a bunch of notifications. And usually they would, and they'd be like, "What on earth? Why am I in a relationship with so-and-so? What? What?" And people are like, "Oh my God, congrats." And I would just be like giggling in the side, like, hee 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 hee. I don't know. I was a weirdo in high school, but good times. next question is, how are you so confident? Well, answer number one is I am created. I know where I came from, and that's from the creator of the entire universe. The world is beautiful and amazing, and I was created by the person who created that, by the person who created the Caribbean and the tropics and the forests and all the beautiful animals that exist. Like, come on. Of course I'm full of potential and amazingness. Like, so I guess how I'm so confident is I know where I'm created from. I know that I'm not created to live in fear. But if I'm not supposed to worry about what other people think, because if I do that, then I'm choosing not to live my best life. I think I definitely used to question myself and be like, oh my gosh, well, I don't want to do this because they might think it's weird, or this person will think this, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what, guys? Screw that. You are made beautifully, and you are made from the creator of the entire universe, and you are made to be weird and quirky and flawed, and all those things are amazing, okay? So own it, because that's what makes you unique and amazing and something that the world needs, because no one else in the world has that. So the world needs that. And I think it's just realizing you have enough people that love you, and if people don't love you for being your complete and utter self, then screw them. At least you're living your best life, and you're living freely, and you are loving life and feeling fulfilled. Like, I don't care if people don't like me for things I do. I'm like, I'm happy. So I'm sorry that you have to have that opinion on what I think. I don't really care. I feel great. I live happily and freely, and I'm doing my thing everywhere I go. I dance everywhere I go, and I don't care. So that's why I'm so confident. I don't know if you took anything from that, but whatevs. What's your best advice? My best advice is that you have one life, y'all. We have one life, okay? We have to live it like no other, because there is no other. So if you're ever down, you better fix it. And you better fix it fast, because days are ticking, moments are ticking, life is ticking away. You have to seize every moment that you're gifted with. You have to seize every human that walks, not seize them, but every human that walks by you, you know, be a light everywhere you go. Bring your best self to everything you do. Be proud of everything you do. Don't put out anything that you're not proud of. I think also be proud, be your complete self. Don't be afraid of failing. Who cares? The worst thing when you fail is failing. You know, that's just be yourself and do your thing. And it's okay to make mistakes. At least you're out there trying. Favorite song. You know, I groove to anything. Is groove still a thing? I'm gonna make it a thing. I groove to whatever song. I'm on Spotify. I just click the mood I'm in. So I used to say, 5. And every year, it has gone down. And then I worked in childcare, and then it went to 0. But now that I'm 2 years out of childcare, out of working with children, I'm liking kids a little bit more. And I think I want to have maybe 2 or 3, or, oh gosh, I don't know if I'm gonna have time to have 4, but you know, we'll see. I think it just depends. When I pop out the first one, I'll make my choice if I like them or not. We'll see. What age do I want to get married? Oh gosh, I have no idea. Whenever it happens, I don't know. I'm not gonna plan for that. I'm pretty busy. I have a lot to do. Kids, who knows when that will happen? A long time, I feel like. But marriage, who knows? I mean, I have no idea. Who or what inspired me to become an actress? Oh my gosh, throwback. I've been acting since I was a little baby. I would have teachers, and I would come home from school and reenact stories, and I would mimic my teachers, and I was always acting. I would go into my room and make YouTube videos of me with a wig on being some infomercial girl. I don't know. I was a weirdo. Still am. So my phone ran out of storage, but my podcast is still here. So in the break, though, I poured a glass of wine because I am recording this on a Friday night. So may as well enjoy a glass of wine. Yum, yum, yum. Okay, let me get this thing done with. Let's see. I started theater at 11 years old. I saw an ad in the newspaper for a local community play audition. I went in, booked one of the leads, caught the bug ever since. Like, can't not do it. I just can't. It's impossible. I wish it was possible because it's a freaking hard career. Best dating advice. Ultimate best dating advice would be stop playing games. Be your total self and be straight up, okay? You know, just guys, stop playing games. If you want to say something, say it. If you want to do something, do it. Of course, don't be creepy. You know, understand social cues. But that would be it. I want to be a preacher for stopping playing games. I'm over that. Let's not wait 3 days to text someone. Let's just text them when we want to text them. If we feel some way, let's just say it. Let's not worry about what if it's weird or not, or if it's too soon. Just say it. If you feel it, it's genuine. If it's true, feel it. Say it. Not feel it. Well, feel it too. But and then just be your total self. Like, be the goofy, weird self you are, and someone is going to eat that up and love you for it. So that's my best dating advice. And that concludes the end of this solo episode of The Hookup with Heather Hopkins. I am pretty excited for this to be over because this is a really weird feeling just talking to yourself. But I hope you guys all have an amazing week, and I love you all. Thank you for supporting. Since it's just me, I get to just tell you how much I love you and appreciate you and doing this. I love doing this for you guys. Please keep listening. Tell your friends, share it, and know that every little bit of support, it means the world to me. I really, really appreciate it. And I love you guys all. I believe every single person here has such potential to do amazing things and change the world. And I can't wait to see all that you guys do. And I love to hear you guys' feedback, what you guys think about my episodes, what you like, what you don't like. It all helps the future episodes. So have an amazing night, whatever night you're listening to this. I'm listening to this on a Friday. I'm doing this on a Friday. So I'm about to go have a great night. And I hope you guys all do too. Love on your family. Love on people. Love your life because it's your only one you got. All right, enough of my pep talk. Have an amazing week. Goodbye, guys. If you guys enjoyed the show, please show your love by leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you have the most amazing week.